Carol Christensen. She is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Duluth. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning, Jay.
Can we expect a little rain this week?
Well, we do have some low clouds coming in from Canada, but we don't expect really anything to come out of those. So the next chance of rain is possibly Thursday, but the best chance will be later on this weekend, maybe on Sunday or Sunday night.
Okay, well, speaking of clouds, I wanted to talk to you about summer clouds. I know you're a cloud fan.
I love clouds. My head is always in the clouds.
No, that's not what I meant, Carol. tell me about summer clouds and why do they look different than other clouds?
Well, we talked about this before, about these cumulus clouds, those puffy white popcorn-like clouds, or some people think of them as cotton balls. Those are due because are formed because of the sun is much, much stronger in the summertime, and it heats up the earth, and then the earth starts radiating some of that heat back into the atmosphere, creating convection currents, rising air currents. And as the air rises, it expands, cools, and forms these puffy white clouds. We don't see a lot of those in the wintertime because we have snow cover, and we also, the sun isn't nearly as strong, as we all know.
Yeah, we do. These things that some people call mackerel sky or buttermilk clouds, or, you know, those ripply ones that oftentimes signify upcoming rain. Is there anything to that?
Well, the mackerel sky definitely has can lead to storms. And you'll usually see the mackerel sky or those types of clouds maybe a day ahead of time before the storm system arrives. So, yeah, if you see something like that, heads up, it's going to be possibly rain coming in.
What causes that? Because it's an interesting, sometimes just covers the whole sky. I mean, what's going on that makes the clouds look like that?
Well, as the frontal system approaches, we get more and more lift into the atmosphere, and we also get more and more moisture. So, but it starts generally at the higher levels and works its way down. So it's showing us that we're having increased moisture in the mid-levels of the atmosphere, which is going to gradually move downward and form the rain.
Well, okay, we've been speaking with National Weather Service meteorologist in Duluth, Carol Christensen. We're going to talk to you in another week. We're going to talk to you on a day later because we'll be in the middle of our membership drive. So we will look forward to that and see what kind of weather we've got to talk about then. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome, Jay.